Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
It is fun to see how quickly children grow from being hard work to working hard. Scriptures tell us that if you don't work, you don't eat. But that seems to defy sense when a can of soup can be bought for $3 and heated in the microwave for 2 minutes. Yet, even the youngest of children appreciate the satisfaction of serving the family they love. When our sons were young, William woke up and took care of the dog, the plants, and made the family breakfast and lunch. David cleaned their bedroom, the bathrooms, and managed the trash. John came home from his summer job and cleaned the kitchen before working on the new addition to our house with William. My husband Rob came home from work and did laundry and helped John and William. I bought the groceries and put supper on the table. Many hands make light work. Since we lived on a single income, we built things instead of vacationing. One summer, our teens landscaped our yard with us. The five of us worked on digging out a 20 by 12 by 1 foot pit, laying railroad ties, and hauling yards of sand, soil, and mulch. John and William trimmed out the garage door and painted it. David helped John build a garden wall. William helped me sand and paint a rusted wrought iron table and chairs into a painted piece of art. We ended our days by fishing and swimming together. At first, I was afraid they'd really make a mess as they remodeled. Then I realized I agreed with Voltaire that perfect is the enemy of good. So, raising good handymen became part of our classical curriculum.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. The classical education model has produced some of the greatest minds in human history, from Aristotle and Augustine to Shakespeare and C.S. Lewis. How can you apply this model to your homeschool? To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit ClassicalConversations.com.